this is something I'm really passionate about. Love Bites is a program held here on the Central Coast, and joining us to talk about it this morning is the coordinator, Dave. Hello, Dave.
G'day, Mandy. How are you going?
Really good. Now, I know what it is, but for anyone that may not know what Love Bites is, what is it?
I'd just like to start off, too, by acknowledging our national peak body, NAPCAN,
yep,
who are actually responsible for Love Bites on a national scale. But to get back to your question, Love Bites is a highly successful respectful relationships education program for young people. And right across the Central Coast, what we make sure we do is set up an emotionally safe space where young people can really explore and challenge their understanding of what causes domestic violence, family and domestic violence. But also importantly too, we make sure we provide them with that knowledge and practical skills of how they can actually create and maintain their own healthy relationships.
What I love about it is that it's the language around what's a safe relationship and what does it look like when somebody puts too much pressure on you, or what do you do in an instance where you may not feel comfortable? Practical things that kids may not have talked about with each other or their parents or anyone.
That's right. Every school we go into acknowledges just how fantastic it is to have Love Bites come in and actually go through aspects of looking at what are the red flags with regards to abusive behaviours in relationships.
Things like, you know, my boyfriend reads my phone messages.
Exactly.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Or my girlfriend tells me what to wear. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So why is there a need for this program in schools?
Mandy, we know from the large number of domestic violence stats right across the country, that there is an alarming rate of DV occurring on the Central Coast. The high rate of family violence experienced by young people, but also the high rate of violence within their own relationships. And that really was a catalyst for the community sector here on the Central Coast around about 10 years ago to decide to come together and to act not only to support young people, but also to educate and empower them about how they can actually be leaders in making that change and be leaders in preventing domestic violence and stopping domestic violence before it can start.
I, for one, think this is one of the best preventative things around domestic violence that we can be supporting here on the coast. And I love that there's an app too, which anyone listening to this right now can download from the App Store. It's called Love Bites and it's got a whole bunch of resources on there. We're heading into some elections. There's a federal election, there's a state election. We're all a bit over it, but what's your message to our politicians?
We're very encouraged by the commitments that are coming from both major parties with regards to DV funding. But I think with regards to early intervention, which is where Love Bites sits, it really is important to make sure that prevention and early intervention funding is front and centre when it comes to DV funding on the Central Coast.
Yep.
Because we know these programs work. That impact that it has on students, they then go out into their family homes, their extended family homes, their local communities, and they're continuing to model that respectful relationship message that they've got from Love Bites.
Maybe you're a young kid at school and you think your best mate might be going through some stuff. What would be your advice on taking that first step on bringing it up?
Look, and this is a good opportunity actually for me to really acknowledge and thank all the schools across the Central Coast that that we're partnered with. We always go through with young people, where are the best ways what are the best ways to actually seek help?
Yep.
And what are the best ways to support each other as well?
It has flow-on effects that are going to be years in the making, and we're so grateful that it's here on the Central Coast. If you're a teacher and you're interested, you need to get in touch with Coast Shelter. Ask for Dave Nichols, the coordinator for Love Bites, the program here on the Central Coast, stopping domestic violence before it gets started. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Mandy, thanks so much for having me.